For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert. It's time for our weekly check-in with representatives from agencies trying to undo the damage caused by the campfire. Joining us now on the line, Colette Curtis, a spokeswoman for the Town of Paradise, Casey Hatcher, a spokeswoman for Butte County, Justin Jacobs, a representative of the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, and Deborah Young with the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Colette, let's start with the town. What's the latest?
As of today, we have issued 93 building permits, and we have received 185 applications. We are also excited to announce that we have issued our first and second certificates of occupancy for homes that have been finaled, gone through their final inspections, and are now ready to move into. So we are over the moon about that and for those families who are able to move back home. It's a big milestone for our community, and we're extremely happy that we're able to work with those families and get them back home. We expect to see a lot more of those, a lot more people moving into their finished, rebuilt homes over the next few months. I also wanted to mention a meeting that we have coming up. It's going to be on Tuesday, August 6th at 6 p.m. at the Paradise Alliance Church. The Town of Paradise will be there. We'll also have local agencies like PID, the school district, Chamber of Commerce, PG&E, many agencies there to give updates on where they are in recovery and also answer questions from residents that they may have at the end.
Thank you, Colette. Next, we'll hear from Justin Jacobs with the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services. Thank you, Justin.
Good news on the debris removal front. We have 154 debris removal crews working throughout the burn scar area to date, or actually at the end of the day yesterday. We've cleared more than 7,300 sites of qualified ash and debris, and we've returned more than 2,500 of those parcels or sites back to the county with the hopes that they can get that permit and issue to rebuild here shortly. And that represents more than 60% of progress made on the debris removal operation, closer to 65. But we're really excited about that. You know, continue to emphasize safety in regard to the heat and hydration and those types of considerations with crews and anybody else working throughout the area, as well as safety in driving. Local drivers need to be aware, keep your head on a swivel. There's trucks out there, and we appreciate their patience with all this, but we're working through it as quickly as we can and working very closely and hard with our other agency partners on the debris removal operation. That's an update from the state.
Thank you, Justin. And next up, let's hear from Casey Hatcher from Butte County.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having us. We continue to be focused on our partnership with the state for debris removal. But the county is also focused on the parcels that we consider non-compliant. So those are parcels that really need to sign up for a debris removal program but haven't done so. That's approximately 90 parcels in the unincorporated area, and we are going to start more active outreach, going out to those parcels, checking to make sure there is debris, trying to make contact to really try to get in touch with the property owner and get them enrolled in a debris removal program. We don't want to have to do nuisance abatement on any of these parcels. We really want voluntary compliance. We want them to get into either the government program or the alternative program for debris removal. So we're starting that effort back up. We'll do that over the next couple of weeks.
Casey, if I might interject, we were covering for quite some time the impending deadlines and deadline extensions. Is it still possible to get in on the government debris removal program or the private removal program?
It is still possible, and that really is because our goal is for properties to get cleaned up, and we don't want to have to go through abatement and lien the properties. So I know we had deadlines early on, but we have extended the opportunity to get into those programs to have some voluntary compliance is really what we call it. So you can still turn in the right of entry form and enter the government program or hire a private contractor, complete the application and work plan and enter the alternative program. So we really encourage anybody who still needs to do that. There's about 160 parcels in the town and about 90 in the county that still need to enroll in a debris removal program. And that's the best outlet for those so that we don't have to do abatement.
I know it's outside of your bailiwick, but Casey, have you heard from the Town of Paradise, from town authorities, as to whether they are planning to be quite as lenient?
We work in close coordination with the town, and particularly as it relates to debris removal, and I understand that they are also doing an active outreach process and offering the same opportunity to come into one of the two programs for compliance through enrollment and continue to offer that to their property owners. I think, you know, both jurisdictions really want to minimize the number of properties that have to go through the abatement process because it's costly, it requires a lot of resources, and then ultimately requires that the property be liened. And I think we'd all like to see the property owners enroll in one of the two programs if they can.
And the government program remains absolutely free to homeowners, and the alternative program, one is responsible for everything exceeding whatever your insurance is willing to cover.
The government program is no cost to the property owner if they are uninsured. If they are insured, then the county will have to collect any insurance proceeds that they have for debris removal because the program's not allowed to duplicate any benefits that are provided by a private insurance company.
Right. But I mean, at the end of the day, there's no out-of-pocket cost for the homeowner.
That is correct. The town of Paradise continues to see more and more permits, as does the county. We're at just over 90 permits and approximately 40 of them issued. Like the town, we have some of those that have been finaled and people are occupying those homes. And congratulations to the folks who have completed their homes. And we continue to be inspired by the people who are in the process of rebuilding.
Next, we'll hear from Deborah Young with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. I understand there have been a lot of progress on manufactured home sites.
Hi, Mark. It's great to be here again. And I can actually say now that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. At Hegan and Aztec, that site in Chico, it's expected to be ready for occupancy within the next 2 weeks. And there will be 82 manufactured housing units at that site. And that would bring the total to 122 manufactured housing units and 61 travel trailers that are already holding families who lost their homes because of the fire. Likewise, construction at the Gridley Industrial Park is progressing well. Our housing chief was there yesterday, and he indicated that by the end of the day yesterday, they expected to have 170 of the 400 manufactured housing units on site. And I know that they are in varying stages of installation. Some already have the stairs and the ramps and the foundations in. So that site is expected to be completed by mid-August, and we're making great progress in that. Right now, there are 33 families still in transitional sheltering program, which they've been staying in hotels. And we know that that is not an optimal situation for families. And we hope to get them out once these manufactured housing units are ready to accept them. Also, FEMA's public assistance program, we're getting money back into the hands of local, county, and state governments. And I just wanted to announce that over $76 million has been sent to the state for covering the cost of the firefighting efforts of CAL FIRE. That was a 90% FEMA and 10% state cost share. So the cost of the firefighting efforts were about $85 million. And that is statewide, not just the Camp Fire, but that includes the Wolsey and Hills fires as well. That's all I have.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.